Blog Talk Radio.
I was a hard drinking sinner with blood on my hands. I was a hard drinking sinner, a gun in my hands, drinking 40 pounds for dinner till I met a big man. And the man said, how do we do?
This is Ryan.
And this is Sonia.
And I am all jacked up on Mountain Dew, and I'm coming at you like a spider monkey.
Oh, God, you're gonna wrap up.
I don't know. I ran out to Walgreens right before the show started. Because I was dragging a double S big time.
Ooh,
I like, fuck, I really...
That's a bad word.
I did. I used naughty letters to spell butt the naughty way. I spelled butt the naughty way. A double S. All right, so I'm going to Shannon's house, my ex-wife, and I'm still friends with her and stuff. And I walk into her, I guess her stepdad's office/bedroom, and
yeah.
I see there's a file box, and on top of the file box is written CUST files. Or no, it's written REGCUST. All right. So, but the S is kind of crooked, so it looks like an N. So it looks like REG regular CUNT. on top of the file box. So, like, who's the regular? Who's the, man, I don't know if I should say that word or not. But, all right, I'll say
go
it.
Go ahead, say it.
Across the paranormal show. All right, who's the regular cunt on this? You're like, oh, it's regular customer. Like, it's like, like who the fuck pissed him off? He's gonna write the regular cunt on the on the file box or whatever, but it's regular customer files.
Well,
I thought that was funny.
I mean, I think the other one's funner, but hey, whatever floats your boat. Because then you make people wonder, just like it made you wonder.
Yeah. I mean, what lady pissed him off that much that he would write that as her official title to her box of files that he decided to keep for her?
Maybe it wasn't a woman.
Well, you can't. There's no such thing as a male. There's got to be a different word for the male version of that word, you know?
Well, I mean, maybe. But then what if they pissed
what would be the,
him
what
off
would be the male
so
version
much?
Of this of this of a I don't want to say it too much because I don't want to get I feel like I'm saying the N-word here, but it's not, you know. Some people just get really offended by shit.
You know. We're going to lose all
you
of our
I mean?
Viewers. Yeah.
Yes, all of our two or
except
three
for,
listeners.
Except for
shout
the people who
listeners.
Are listening tonight are probably from our guests. Which means they've heard it all before, so we can't lose any of them.
Okay, so what's the male equivalent to cunt then? I don't know. Is it taint? Could that be it?
I
think
I really
we have
don't.
Our guest on the line here. I'm going to go ahead and... So we'll be thinking about that as we put him on the show. Hello.
Yes, hello.
How are you doing, buddy?
Well, hello.
I'm doing very good. I like cunt and taint.
See, we're trying to figure out what is the male equivalent to cunt. Because that's like the worst thing you say about the worst thing you say about a girl. But a lot of girls don't like that shit. What would be a male
yeah,
equivalent?
Yeah, that's pretty bad. That's pretty bad. A male equivalent, if you called, I've been called everything, so it doesn't really fucking matter to me. But
yeah, I probably have.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I don't know what the equivalent is. You know, I'm a cunt too, so it doesn't matter. So anyway, how's everybody doing tonight?
I'm doing great. How about you?
Yeah, well, you know, I'm having a beer, Bud Light, and smoking a cigarette, and doing this great interview. Patrick Guest is in the house, Dead X Radio.
What? I'm jealous about the beer. I should right now. I'm drinking a Mountain Dew.
Well, you know, I did tell Gary I had one on his show either. I was just on Unlocking the Unknown with Gary Fisher talking about Bigfoot. So, because I did that Bigfoot hunt with him. So, good times. Yeah. Y'all kept me busy tonight.
You guys got any good evidence?
Anything
happen?
No, it was a nice hike. Well, we did get some paranormal shit later, but other than that, it didn't dissuade me from Bigfoot, but no, we didn't get anything that I would say. A couple of little strange things, but of course, can't explain it, but I still wouldn't attribute it to, oh, that was it for sure, because I can't say.
Mm-hmm.
So Bigfoot is still the hide-and-seek champion of the world?
He is the hide-and-seek champion of the world. Yes, he is.
Undefeated.
Mm-hmm. Or he's an alien, one or the other.
True, yeah. One of the two.
Yeah, something.
He just really knows what he's doing. Him and Loch Ness Monster. Like, the Loch Ness Monster, you know, everyone always goes to see her, but she always stands people up. You know,
yeah, exactly.
It's like, well, we got this trip to go to Loch Ness to see her, and she's never there.
Maybe.
Right.
Underwater, getting ready, putting makeup on and shit.
Maybe. They're spies. So, bear with me. Maybe they're spies that are sent here, and all these people come and see them, and they're like, okay, these people you do not want to take. These people you do want to take. So they're basically making a list on who they're going to get abducted.
Well, they didn't want me. That's for damn sure.
Yeah. All right. Well, if that's the case, why are they hiding out in the lake in the middle of the woods where they can't see anybody?
Because people go to them. Like,
yeah, but they don't even come out of the water to look at the people. You don't see
maybe
blocked spots to peek their eyes
cameras.
Up with little binoculars. Secret cameras.
Secret cameras. On Loch Ness Bigfoot.
Yes, and they're invisible because they're
like
from the
future. Yeah, well, like I told Gary, you know, due to eyewitness accounts or whatever, you can't count it out. Something is there. What it is, nobody knows. I think that with technology, hopefully, we'll be able to answer these age-old questions here soon enough. That's my thing.
But what
so,
would happen,
we'll see. You never know.
What would happen if you actually do discover there's Bigfoot? It's okay. Well, it exists now. You put it into every category with every other animal. Then people would come and try to find it and trap it and hunt it and all that other.
Right, of course. Well,
crap.
I mean, you know, after
you
that,
know,
we still have Loch Ness.
And shit.
Right, the Bigfoot head on the wall. Well, we still have Loch Ness. We still have, you know, Mothman.
Jersey Devil.
Have things that need to be caught, you know. So I think the search is still on. So you never know. Yeah, you just don't know.
Yeah, I think search is like half the fun, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
well,
I'm sure people
I mean,
want to be the first people to discover it. Yeah, but
of course. Well, after all, we're paranormal investigators. We hunt for invisible things. So if that isn't funny enough, you know, what's the difference between Bigfoot and Loch Ness? I mean, you know what I mean? Just
well,
trying
one
to
has
some
big
proof
feet
that
and one
exists.
Has flippers.
Well, true. I mean,
other
than
that,
one's hairy and one's scaly. You know. Right, one's in the woods, one's in the water. I mean, but other than that, the elusiveness of ghosts, Bigfoot, aliens, and Loch Ness is why we do what we do to explain the unknown.
Sure. Yeah, we chase after
not
things
that I
we
came
can't
on the
see.
Show to sound
talk
intelligent
to people we can't hear
because you know, I'm paranormal's rock star, so I have to say a couple intelligent things and then I got to be an asshole. So I mean,
so now
you
get
by.
Well,
you
get
that.
Now you're stealing Justin Perry's line.
Who's Dustin Perry's line? What's Dustin Perry's line?
Paranormal rock star.
He is not the paranormal rock star. He's the paranormal pretty boy with his hair and shit. I'm a rock star. Drink a bottle of tequila and come talk to me because I've done it by myself.
Oh, God.
You've witnessed it. So, yeah, he can't keep up with Patrick. And plus, he's too clean. He's a clean boy. Jesus. He's afraid to come on DedX Radio like most of them are. I don't blame him because, you know, you'll hear real shit. But, you know, that's what we do.
So when did you start DedX Radio?
We actually started DedX Radio in July of 2015. This July will be 2 years broadcasting internationally. We just picked up our FM show at the end of January of 2017, where we tried to be as clean as we possibly could be, which makes it even more humorous. So if you get a chance and you love DedX Radio, you definitely want to check out the clean version of DedX or censored. Let me put it this way, censored version of DedX. And then, of course, at 4 o'clock, tune in to hear us as we get all our curse words out of the way that we couldn't say a couple hours before. So it's always a good time. And we can be heard in Tampa Bay area at 106.1 FM and 104.3 FM and a couple AM stations in there as well. Those are on the banner. I don't remember them.
Well, congrats on picking up the FM radio.
Thank you.
That's really awesome. That's really cool, man.
We're excited about stuff that's going on. We're hardworking individuals at DedX that are always in some kind of production, our irons and all the fires that we could possibly put it in because we're taking over the paranormal world. Here we come.
Bring it. Sweet. I'd like to give a shout-out really quick to my friend Agatha. She's listening to the show. So, hi. Shout-out to you, Agatha.
Hi, Agatha.
So, Pat.
Yes.
Since you are, I guess, taking over the paranormal world, tell us a little bit about your start in it. What made you get into the field?
I got into the field because I actually grew up in a haunted house. And I'm an old guy. I'm not going to say how old, but I'm old enough. And back in the day when we were having paranormal experiences, you know, there wasn't 5 million paranormal teams to come to your house and help. So we pretty much had to tackle it, and we got the church involved and stuff like that. And, you know, besides the fact of that curiosity led me on to, as a kid, I always loved the, you know, In Search Of, Bigfoot, Atlantis, the pyramids, Easter Island, and Bermuda Triangle. So I've always had the interest. Plus, I have a real dark side. If anybody knows me, I just like the creepy and shit. That's why we do horror and sci-fi as well. It's stuff that interests us, and it's stuff that we enjoy to do. So I would have to attribute, though, me becoming a paranormal investigator to being haunted as a kid, to explain that away and help other people that we didn't have help for back then. So this is why I do it. Now, when I originally did this like 12 years ago, I established All Things Paranormal. And that was to encompass the whole paranormal realm, just not ghosts. When everybody keeps thinking that I'm just a ghost hunter, no, I'm a paranormal investigator, which is different because, like I said, 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago, I was on a Bigfoot hunt with Ed Borowski and Gary Fisher and Bigfoot Dave and other people, and we went and did that. So I'm open to pretty much investigate anything, you know. And, you know, as a show, you know, even though we have all the comical things we do, and even when we're investigating, Celeste has also witnessed this as well because she's been with us a bunch of times. You know, we still bring our fun and that laughter and adventure into the paranormal thing, but we are serious investigators who are looking for evidence as well and looking to find out what's next. What are we doing and what are we looking for and how can we explain it to the best of our abilities? So that's probably what got me interested, and all the other stuff just went into line to have us all get together and then finally formulate Dead X Radio.
So when you were growing up in your haunted house, what was some of the activity that took place there, and how old were you?
Well, I mean, yeah, I was probably about 9 to 10 years old, and the activity, the footsteps, the knocking, the shadow people, all sorts of interesting things. My grandfather had passed away. He lived with us, my mom's dad, and he was had emphysema and cancer, and he was on these big oxygen tanks back in the day, the big green ones that were in the house, and he had this oxygen cord that would go like 300 feet that he could move around from the tanks. And if you ever heard that plastic hit the tank, it makes this particular ting sound. And after he passed away, not that he passed away in the house, but out of his room later on, we would hear that particular sound that, and of course the oxygen tanks were out of the house by then and everything like that. And, but this sound you could hear almost on a nightly basis, like he was still front and center in his room where the noises were coming out. So it was always interesting to me about the afterlife and everything like that. So it's pretty much why I do what I do today. And it's mostly to help people out that are having experiences, or at least let them know, hey, you're not crazy. Stuff is happening. We just need to explain it.
Right.
I got you.
Now, when would you say, obviously you grew up in the haunted house, so you're always interested in it. Was there a certain point where you're like, I'm going to do this? Because obviously we all know that the paranormal field isn't one that you're just like, I'll do this for a little bit and then go. Most people stay quite a bit.
Right.
So when was that point?
The attributing factor is I was always discussing with people and everything like that. I was a paranormal investigator before I was a paranormal investigator, if that makes any sense.
Yeah.
It does.
Okay. But let me go back. Like I said, I'm a little old. And let's go back to the annals of Most Haunted and then the arrival of ghost hunters, of actual people and teams that were put together that actually went out and did this. did spark my interest to be like, well, you know what? I like that. Now, this is before it was dated with everybody and their mother. I'd like to do that.
Yeah.
And, of course, All Things Paranormal was dubbed a group. And I did have a group, and we did investigate things. And even after I put down All Things Paranormal, I continued to investigate things even on my own still. So I've always been investigating as far back as I can remember, actually.
I gotcha. Do you still do, like, private cases and stuff?
Do I? Say that again.
Do you still do private cases? Like
do
you
well,
do,
right now,
just do public locations?
Okay, well, here's the thing. Since Dead X Radio, we've been busy, really busy. I'll consult on cases that we've been asked to do or whatever. Dead X Radio really doesn't get involved with residentials. What we do, though, is if somebody comes with us with a problem or whatever, we'll find an adequate group that we trust and give them a case and consult on the case as of now is exactly what we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's pretty much what we're doing. As far as investigating, you know, we'll tackle some things, but we've been doing a lot of events lately that do investigation. So, I mean, that's what we've been doing. Other than that, though, you know, as far as private residences and everything like that, we stay clear of right now. But if they need us and if somebody's in real trouble, we'll be happy to go in. Now, the problem with that is that's not part of our show. That's part of us being paranormal investigators to help somebody. Our show is different. You know what I mean? So it'd be a separate entity of any of us going in to help somebody.
I got
right.
you. So
since you started, since you started in the field, a lot of things probably have changed. I mean, since I've been in the field, it has changed and stuff like that. How far do you think the field has come? Do you think that we are proving that the paranormal exists, or do you think we're still at the same point from years ago, from the original, basically, I guess we could call founders of the field?
Well, Keith Age was just on our show this Saturday, and I think he said it best. You know, we've caught a lot of evidence, and they've presented it to the world, but there's always the namesayers, and there's always going to be. I think that the paranormal field has put it in front of the world's face that, look, there's something going on here. And I believe that with the technology getting better and better, that we're going to start getting better evidence. At least I hope so. But, you know, if you're a true paranormal investigator, it's not the fancy tools that help you during an investigation. It's your instincts that help you in an investigation. And, you know, like I tell everybody, because you hear people going, I want to do that. Well, you should be educated. You need to know what you're doing. It is dangerous. You know, I mean, first of all, the known is way worse than the unknown, because you could get hurt walking around in the dark. So you just should be educated. You should know what you're doing, and then go out and do it. If you have a passion for it, that's great. Always follow your passions. I believe you should. But you should also know what you're doing before you get hurt.
Yeah, that's true. You know. And think about, you know, paranormal, like they say, if you're a believer, then you know, you'll believe. If you're a non-believer, you know, it doesn't matter what that you put in front of them, they'll always figure out a way to debunk it, or, you know, they'll always find a way to cast doubt on whatever evidence you put in front of them, unless they're they've experienced it, you know, for themselves.
Exactly. And that's what usually takes. Like I was just telling Gary Fisher, we could get a photo of Bigfoot, a real good one, or a video of Bigfoot, and there'll still be people out there saying, nah, that's not real. Somebody will be like, the video was this. There's always going to be something out there that's going to debunk or try to debunk real physical evidence at all times. We're going to put up with this for years and years to come, and that's okay. You know what I mean? If we can show enough people Sorry, I had to move. If we can show enough people good evidence and it's changed their mind from a skeptic to saying, hey, there's something out there, well, then we did our job. You know what I mean? But most of all, most of all, like myself and other people I know in the paranormal, we got into this for one reason and one reason only. Now that's not kind of true. Let me restate this, because a lot of people are evidence-driven, which is fantastic. Evidence is fantastic. We all need to gather evidence like that, but the problem is with this field is, and these teams and everything like that, is you got to remember one thing. Let's help the client. Let's help the individual that's asking us as paranormal investigators to explain what the hell is going on with them in their house or whatever is going on and what kind of experiences they're having. That's the most important thing, and that's why we should be doing what we're doing. Past that, gathering the evidence is the second part of that thing, is to produce the evidence so you can help that client more. Okay, so if that makes any kind of sense, that's what I think a paranormal investigator, a ghost hunter, a cryptozoologist, any of us in the field should be doing it, client first and then evidence. At least that's how I feel.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
absolutely.
I mean, that's what we're here for, is to help
exactly
to further, you know, help the client understand that they're, like you said, they're not crazy. Help the client understand that they're not crazy, and give them some peace of mind. You know?
Well, I think that's been lost. I think that's been lost along the way. And if anybody's listening, I think, and you're a paranormal investigator and you've strayed away from that, back to your roots of why you did it and get back to putting the people that need help first, because that's the most important thing.
Now, do you think too many teams are out there, or even like, I don't want to say customers, because that's not the right word, but like, do you think too many people are trying to be on, get their 15 minutes of fame, whether they're teams or people who claim they have paranormal activity because of what they see on TV?
You know, that's a resounding yes. I mean, it really is. It's a shame, but it does happen in our field, just like it happens in any kind of field. Everybody's looking for the 15 minutes of fame. Now here's the thing. I have been blessed enough to meet great paranormal investigators that do have a heartbeat for it, that do want to prove the existence of the unknown, and that you have, you know, helping people out, you know. But there's ducks in it, you know, I mean, whatever you want to call them, I don't know. But, I mean, in any field that you have, you're going to have certain people that are doing it for the wrong reasons. And that's why, once again, I say be educated, know what you're doing, and, you know, put your client first and then gather your evidence and then go over your evidence and present it and then help that client out. You know, don't do a one and done and you're out the door because you got a class A EVP or you might have caught a shadow moving through your, you know, IR camera or whatever. Help the client. If I could say anything tonight, that's what I'm going to say, is go back to, you know, exactly why you were inspired to do this in the first place. You know, at least I hope you were inspired to help somebody out in the first place, is why you're doing that. At least that's what what I hope.
Yeah, and plus if you go to a client's house and you start stirring shit up and getting all this evidence and then leave after you've set up a hornet's nest worth of paranormal activity and like, all right, we're out, see you later. You know, and the client's left dealing with the shit you left behind. You're like, so yeah.
And you know what? That happens.
And
unfortunately, right, and unfortunately that happens more than it doesn't. And you know what I mean? I don't believe in that.
Yeah.
I think you should always keep, if you're going to do a case file and do a case, then you need to continue to update that case. You need to continue to follow up. You need to continue to find out if the paranormal activity is it. And if it's something that's out of your reach as a paranormal investigator, you know, like I'm not a demonologist. If there was something in the house that was beyond a ghost, well, I'm going to put the client with somebody who can handle that. You know what I mean? Be like, hey, I don't do that, you know, or I don't know about that. But I'm still willing to help. So, of course, what would I do? I'd make a phone call to the ton of paranormal people I know and be like, hey, this person needs this done. Can you go help them? that's the continuation of help the client out. Even if it's above your pay grade per se, help the client out. You know what I mean? I don't claim to know everything about the paranormal.
Yeah.
Am I versed in a lot of stuff? Absolutely. Do I know about demonology? Sure do. Do I know about crypto? I do. Do I know about a lot of things about paranormal? I do. But I was educated, and I studied, and I read, and you know what I mean? I went on a Bigfoot hunt. That's how you find out in the field how you can help these people and move on with your paranormal investigations in the future of trying to figure out why we got into it in the first place.
Yeah, you always want to help your clients, but you also need to know your limitations. Because if you're
absolutely
trying to go and do something you're not prepared for, you could probably make things, you know, worse for them.
You know, well, as you heard the old saying, jack of all trades, master of none.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that's what I think most paranormal investigators are. Jack of all trades. We know a little bit about everything. At least I hope if you're a good paranormal investigator, you should know a little bit about everything. But, you know. But you're the jack of trades, but you're master of none. There's no experts in the field. There's knowledgeable people in the field. There's, you know what I mean? There's a lot of people that have done this for years. I respect. And trust me, you have to be ever learning and listening to these people that have gone before you and said, well, you know, this is what we've seen so far. And then you take their advice and you try to apply it the best you can to be the best investigator you could be.
Yeah.
God, you guys are making me sound too intelligent tonight. And, you know, I'm the paranormal rock star.
This is smart radio. Wow, man.
Yeah, wow.
Like
we got a
paranormal scholar now.
Quick.
They're gonna,
that's a theologian. Holy shit.
You just lost your radio show because they're like, Pat was the dumb one.
Yeah, well, Pat's not the dumb one. Pat's the funny one. Whatever the boys might want to say, there's actually intelligence in this brain. I'm a Virgo, so yeah, pretty smart, believe it or not.
The Virgos are the smart ones, okay.
Oh, yeah, apparently.
Okay. Next.
So.
No dead air, guys. Come on, this is radio. What the fuck?
I'm waiting for a special question. Shit.
Okay. Next question.
Spit it out. Let's go. Come on.
Stop. Okay, so out of all of your investigations, I'm going to smack you. Out of all of your... What?
Nothing.
I think he said he liked it. He wants you to smack him.
Probably.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, now
so
we're getting dangerous on radio.
She's going to kill us.
That's with a belt. Is there a belt involved? I just want to know that.
I enjoy being spanked more than smacked, personally, but, you know, that's a personal problem.
Okay, Celeste, what's the next question?
So, out of all of your investigations, what would you say your best piece of evidence you've got is?
The best piece
and
of evidence
bedroom
I ever got.
Count.
The what?
The stuff on the bedroom doesn't count.
Well, I don't know. Watching Jeffrey get molested in jail was pretty good. That's Jeff Hillier of DeadX Radio, everybody, that got molested by a male ghost in a jail that we did at one time. Just want to put that out there.
Kinky.
Actually, the best paranormal evidence I ever had was a personal experience. And I was in an office that had no electricity on, and we were investigating this office because we were called in to do it because they were experiencing some activity. And, you know, certain parts of the place where it was 83 degrees because we live in Florida, we live in hell, was the common temperature at that point. There was places in cold spots that were going down as far as 69 degrees with a thermal. So,
mm-hmm.
I mean, that's pretty impressive to me. You know,
yeah.
VVP is VVP, but, you know, to go from 83 to 69, holy shit. So that was a pretty good moment. And at that same place, while I was doing a little provoking, I got poked in the chest. That made me actually step back, and there was no one within 15 feet of me. So that was kind of like a wow experience. because it wasn't a nice little tap. It was a poke, like somebody really challenging me poke. You know what I mean? So I would attribute that was an experience that I couldn't explain. It was an experience that was definitely paranormal. And, you know, do I have evidence of it? No, but I know that did happen. And that place brought on some good, that office was probably one of the best paranormal hot spots that I ever been in at that point.
Now, do you remember what, like, why you were provoking, what spirit you were trying to talk to?
Well,
was there any particular spirit there?
I said it on Gary's show. I'm going to say it again. I don't recommend provoking. Mm-hmm. Again, if you're not an educated investigator and you don't have background in certain things or whatever, provoking is the last thing you should do. Now, don't get me wrong when I say provoke. I don't want anybody to think Zach Bagans provoking. I'm not trying to call out demons or slap me. I'm not doing any kind of crazy shit like that. But if nothing's going on at a time or whatever, I'll push it along. I'll get a little arrogant and I'll say things to hopefully get it to do something. Not that ghosts are in the circus and go on our commands, but, you know, I'll push it a little bit. This is what I was doing at that moment in time. Nothing was going on, so I started my ramble of what I thought of whatever, and then it responded with a nice poke to let me know, hey, jackass, I'm here. It was interesting, to say the least.
Okay, that's pretty cool. Now, do you think when people, like, they go investigating and stuff, do you think sometimes they forget that they're actually talking to beings that once were people?
Right.
And they kind of, like, lose the respect for who they're talking to.
And
almost like an animal
that happens. Yeah, it happens, and unfortunately that's a problem. That's why I wanted to say, when I say the word provoke, everybody thinks the ridiculous provoking that there's done. I don't ridiculously provoke. And if I did, that's because I feel there's something really hot and heavy going on that I need to, you know, find out. Other than that, you know what? The dead are the dead. They were people once. They had feelings. They had emotions. They had everything. And we should treat spirit with respect. I mean, first of all, you're going to go into a haunting. You need to respect that place. You don't want to bring that spirit home with you because you were stupid and a jackass. You certainly want to, you know, thank it for its time. It was a person. You know what I mean? Now, if I die, I'm going to be the worst horrible haunt that anybody ever had because I'm going to fuck with you really bad. You know? So,
fun
and
haunt.
If you provoke me, you provoke me, you're in trouble because I'm going to do something. You know?
Right.
Oh, yeah.
For newer investigators, because obviously all of us have been in the field for quite a bit of time, but for newer investigators, if you were to be able to provide advice to any investigators who want to get into the field, have that passion, what would you tell them?
Get educated in the field. Be educated. Be smart. Be intelligent. Know what you're doing. There are plenty of people to ask advice for that have been in the field a long time. Listen. Always listen. Don't go into the paranormal investigation like you know it because you watched on TV. You just can't do that. You have to be educated. You got to know what you're doing. And, you know, find out. Don't be afraid to ask questions. As soon as you think that you know it all, that's when you don't know it all, honestly. So, yeah, education in the field, I believe if you're going to have a passion to do it or whatever, be prepared. I mean, you know, we go after the unknown. That's the key factor, the unknown. So you have to be careful what you're actually going after and what you're looking for because you never know what we're going to encounter.
When you were talking about being prepared, what kind of protection do you use when you go on an investigation?
Well, that's pretty good. That's a good question. I do believe a good prayer helps before and after. I also like some of the New Age things. I believe sage is a good thing to use to help. Always telling the spirit and telling them, you know, you know, don't follow me home. You stay here. Thank you for your time and stuff. I mean, to me, that's an educated investigator that knows that, you know, this is spiritual stuff that we deal with and spirits. So you definitely, like I said, should always be prepared and going into something and trying to do it. I'm going to tell a funny story on Celeste. I was with Celeste and Michelle Vance back here a couple weeks ago. We were in Jasper, Florida, in the middle of nowhere where none of us had phone service and stuff like that. And next thing I know is Celeste calls me and she's like, Patrick, you need to come in here. And I go sit on the, like, you got to sit on this bed or, you know, the jail bed or whatever. I said, okay. And we're sitting in the dark or whatever, and I see what they're starting to do. And I'm like, are you guys using me as bait? They're like, yeah, but we weren't going to tell you that. So, interesting. I did have something brush my face that I can't explain. I don't believe it was a cobweb or anything like that. So that was a little abnormal. We did see some shadow play that blocked out the light. So it was interesting, to say the least. Is that correct,
Celeste? Was that prison?
Yeah.
Yes, we were at the Hamilton, right? Hamilton County Jail?
Yeah, Hamilton.
Jasper, Florida, stone throw from Georgia.
Yeah, we went into Georgia on accident because we got lost.
Yeah, and,
thanks,
and it was cold as shit. Yeah, it was cold as shit for us Floridians. Yeah, that wasn't that pleasant because it was cold as hell. Another funny thing, if you don't mind me bringing it up, is Ed got startled one time in an investigation by Jonathan McCoy and Celeste, but we let her in on this one. So we had a setup, and Bill Hartley helped us out with this setup and got Jonathan to go down this hallway where Ed was in this, shadow suit or something, and scared the shit out of McCoy, which was hilarious.
We could have set it up better than that, Pat.
Yeah. Well, set it up better than Celeste. I mean,
okay.
Go on.
So, for those of you who don't know, we went one time to Tampa, and we investigated with Proof. On Proof, there's Gary Fisher, there's Ed Burkowski. I know I just bombed that last name. Sorry
yes,
about that.
Did. And they have a new group now, Ed and Gary.
Yes.
It's called C1 Paranormal. I want to put that out there. Did extra
and,
food. Shout out.
Adam Anderson was there, and Wes was there, and so we were all investigating, and it was the end of the night, so we were all kind of like wrapping up, getting our equipment, and we had gotten some hits in this room on the RIM pod, several interesting hits, and all night, we were just like, we got to get Ed. So there was this door that was hanging up on the wall, and it was detached. It was a really heavy door, like metal. And, of course, we're filming it. So Jonathan McCoy, he goes into the room and grabs Ed. Ed's over in one of the other rooms doing an EVP session. So, and he was wrapping up as well. So he, John goes over and gets it. I'm hiding in the other room. And we have the door set up just perfectly where you can't see anything. You can't see me on the other side. So they start trying to get these spirits to react. Of course, the REM pod's not going off, anything like that. So they're like, if you're here with us, make your presence known now. At that moment, I pushed the door over, which slammed to the ground very loudly. And Ed did a dance. And we caught it all on camera. I think it's on YouTube or Facebook. So to get revenge, because you have to get revenge at that point, it's almost like a war. This past event with the DeadX guys, we set up John to get scared, and Ed got a, walk down a hallway and you see this thing with glowing red eyes, and you're going to be scared even if you know it's him. So, and we put him up in this corner of the jail, and we're like, we've been getting this activity, this and that, and Bill Hartley's like, hey, let's go around and try to see if anything's on the other side of this wall where we're getting the knocks at. Walk around. Ed comes to go running at John and about almost got knocked out had he not realized that he was about to get knocked out, and scared the crap out of him. And so revenge was done, and now the war continues because now Ed says he's going to get me one day.
Mm-hmm. I thought you said you were going to set that up better.
That was better. You have to actually tell what happened.
Well, no,
you
no,
can't
it was
say,
more
well,
informative
Ed got scared
than
and
my
John
way,
got
but
scared.
Yeah, no, it was hilarious. It was hilarious, and you know, if Ed would have got one on the chin from John McCoy, it would have been even funnier. But of course, you know, it was a good time. We had a good time. It was a good investigation, and that's what's going on.
Damn, Celeste, you better grow eyes in the back of your head when you go on these investigations with these guys, because sounds like you're next.
They can't scare me. I mean, Pat scares me anytime I see his face, but, you know.
I got a beautiful face. I don't know what you're about.
I got a beautiful face for radio.
Yeah, well, I have a face
so
for radio, too. That's why I do it.
Well, yeah, but
so what
for
else
you,
are we gonna
they
talk about?
See your face.
Yeah, no. So I would say it on the show, but I'm not.
So when you, when you go on an investigation, what's your favorite piece of equipment to use?
Actually, my flashlight is my favorite piece of equipment to use. It just depends. Like I said, being an investigator and everything like that, I truly believe instincts is the number one tool you have. Your gut is your number one tool. Other than that,
yeah.
I mean, you know, I've been using the damn K2 meter forever. You know, everybody's like, you know, Jesus, that's ancient of days, but it's been pretty good to me. You know, I like the FLIR. I think FLIR is a great tool for an investigator. You know, other than that, I mean, have a good recorder that you can catch some good EVPs on, and you're pretty much all set. Everything else that's fancy and everything else, it's just, you know, it's a matter of what do you think of it, you know? It's real hard because I don't like to pretend that when I hear a ghost box or whatever that I know every damn thing the ghost box says. It has to be clear enough for me to go, wow, that was pretty damn clear. Other than that, I don't put too much stock in most of the equipment that's out there now. You know, I got to use a piece of equipment that I was told that takes away, you know, like your cell phone, and it doesn't affect it and everything like that. And I used it for a night or whatever, and that was my K2 if my phone went off. So, you know, it just depends. So I don't put stock in everything. To me, if something's haunted, it's going to let you know it's haunted, you know, one way or the other. You know, now, do I think it's great? Let's catch an apparition on video. Let's get, you know, this solid evidence and everything. Absolutely. But once again, I think your instinct is your best friend when you're investigating. And of course, your flashlight will probably help you from killing yourself 10 times while you're walking around in the dark.
That's very true.
Is that a good answer? Did you like that answer?
No. Yeah. Oh, I love that answer. That was an awesome
answer.
I didn't. Yeah. You can't please everyone.
Exactly. I'm not here. I wasn't put on the planet to please the paranormal peeps. I'm here to tell the truth. I'm here to have fun. And I'm here to, you know, get the best evidence that we could ever get and hopefully share it with the world. Other than that, I could give two rats ass.
That sounds like a plan to me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so outside of the paranormal, let's get a little bit into the DeadX side. I mean, you guys are paranormal. What's going on with DeadX and any new and exciting things that you want to pitch out there?
Yeah, well, we started our FM show in January here in the Tampa Bay. We went from being an international podcast show to being on terrestrial radio. I think that's a big step for us. Still working on TV production stuff, and that takes time. And hopefully soon we'll have some big announcements coming out. I can't really talk about some shit, but we are working on things to happen because that's what we want to do. We're entertainers first.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? When we go to investigate, then we're investigators. But when we're on our radio show, it's totally entertainment. That's what it is. If we did a TV show, it'd be entertainment. You know what I mean? Everybody has the evidence show.
Yeah.
Everybody has the evidence show. How many more evidence show can there be? You know what I mean? So there needs to be something funny and different about the paranormal that people want to tune in and see and have a good laugh and say, that's great. I would love to be with them doing that. If somebody could say, man, I wish I could be there with them, then you accomplish something. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Exactly. You want to do what everyone else is doing. You want to kind of stand out from the rest of the pack.
Exactly.
When you stand out, people
exactly.
notice you and be like, oh, shit, I want to follow them.
Right, right. Well, everything's been done to death. Everything's been done to death.
Yeah.
What possibly new thing can we bring up? And the new thing is horror. I mean, laughter. I mean, you know, it's the fun, the excitement of why we do what we do. That's what's missing in the paranormal. The paranormal's been really just, I know I'm going to get so much hate for this, but it's just been same old, blah, 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 blah. Now for years, you know, when we first seen Ghost Hunters, boy, that was exciting. When we first seen Ghost Adventures, wow, that was exciting. When we first seen, you know, The Haunted Collector, wow, that was exciting. And then the excitement left, you know what I mean? I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
I said the excitement definitely wears off. You can tell just by the amount of shows that came, and now they're all gone, pretty much.
Right, right, right. So, I mean, DeadX Radio is here to make a loud noise in the paranormal field, to let everybody know here we are. Take it or leave it. We don't give a shit. We're here to enjoy what we do. And the fact that if we can catch great evidence along the way, then fantastic. You know, great. If we can help somebody, wonderful. Anything else?
Mm-hmm.
You know what? It's pure entertainment. It's pure entertainment.
Yeah, well,
entertainment
awesome.
Purposes only. That's my plug. Entertainment purpose only. You know?
Yeah. That's awesome.
Now, for the show, are you able to give a little bit of background on what you guys are hoping to do or no?
I never want to beat a dead horse.
Okay.
I'm more excited right now that we took a step into the FM field. If I could pitch out anything right now is, hey, go check us out trying to be censored. I think it's funnier. our uncensored show, well, that's us after we did our censored show, which is always fun. You never know what you're going to get on DeadX. We don't even know what we're going to get on DeadX. You never know what's going to be said. You never know what you're going to see. It's just DeadX. Assholes with a point. Other than that, as far as networks and TV pitching and everything, we're working on that. And we're going to continue to work on that until somebody says, damn, these guys are good, and takes us. Until then, though, right now, we literally have went back to, hey, what brought us to the dance? What are we doing? And as you can see at the beginning of the year, we got picked up on terrestrial radio, which does not happen, by the way, to paranormal niche shows. That's a very big step to get to. There's only been a couple that have accomplished it along the way. Thank you guys for paving our way, but now it's DeadX turn.
Yeah, that is a big accomplishment. Again, we just want to congratulate you guys again for that. You know,
thank you.
It's very
thank
very
you.
Cool.
I'm sure
you guys have an event
like
coming up. Tampa, whatever.
Well, actually, yeah. Well, never be the same again. We're poisoning the minds of Tampa Bay. We're working on some big events ourselves. Jeff just put out there, and I'm not going to get into details, but we are thinking about to producing this year a DeadX Festival here in the Tampa Bay area. We're working on. That's all I'm going to say about that because he put it out publicly, so fuck it. Other than that, the cons, we're going to do Spooky again. We're working on a few other big cons here around our area. I may be doing some traveling doing some interviews outside the state and calling into the show myself to put our asses out there and show them what DeadX Radio is all about. So that's the stuff coming up. I mean, this year is going to be big. No matter what we do, we're always working. As much as everybody thinks that we just are idiots that fuck off, we're actually a very hardworking group. All right, Celeste, you know, because chat a lot about stuff. I mean, me and Celeste are working on stuff for diabetes. As I was a diabetic in July, I was told I was diabetic and stuff, and it changed my whole life. So we're working on that kind of stuff. I mean, you know, no matter what we do, we're hardworking and we're always working to better the paranormal community, us, and everything else around us that we touch. That's what DeadX does.
That's
I
very
can
cool.
definitely vouch for that. They're crazy, but they're cool.
Yeah,
crazy but cool.
Crazy but cool.
That's around.
We can hashtag that. Crazy but cool. You know, and nice. It's fun. You know what? If you don't enjoy what you do and you don't love what you do, don't fucking do it. That's just plain and simple.
I mean,
if you're a miserable bastard, yeah, exactly. If you're a miserable bastard and you want to do something, don't do it because you're a miserable bastard. Stay at home.
Yeah.
Keep yourself shut up. You know what I mean?
Stay home
and
be miserable. Fuck.
Exactly. You know, misery does not like company. I tell you that right now because I don't like your ass in company if you're miserable. That's for sure. I happen to like what I do.
Not like misery.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to tell you right now, exactly. Company doesn't like misery. I like that. You know, I've been an entertainer as far back as I can remember. I sang in bands when I was young. I did some standalone comedy. And, of course, now DeadX. So DeadX is the biggest thing I've done at the date. And DeadX Radio is the most proud I've ever been of something that I've done. And I've done some crazy shit. And I just think we got a great brand. We're happy to bring it out to the public and to the world to say, hey, you know, not all of us have a stick up our ass. We actually enjoy what we do and we want to have fun with it. And I think it's catching on. I think that's what it is. When your radio show is compared to the Howard Stern of Paranormal, hey, I'll take that any day. Thank you very much. That's a compliment.
That's a big compliment. It definitely sounds like
that's a huge
Radio
compliment.
Is a passion
and
project of yours. Appreciate for you.
Yes.
And we're almost to the end of the show. Just want to, you know, thank you very much for coming on and talk to us and, you know,
Absolutely.
Letting us into the crazy DeadX world.
It's a pleasure. And hopefully your fans will want to tune in. It's DeadXRadio.com. You can Google DeadX Radio. Find us all on social media. Go follow us. Go like our pages on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and everywhere else you can find DeadX Radio. And tune in. You don't ever know what's going to happen on DeadX. I promise. We don't even know what's going to happen on DeadX most of the time.
Well, I'll definitely be tuning in for sure. And I really appreciate you coming on. Thanks again.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you, Celeste. Thank you, Josh.
All right, my question is, who's Josh?
I don't know.
Did I say your damn name wrong? Did I?
Yeah, I'm Ryan, but thanks, Josh.
Ryan, I'm so sorry. Listen, second interview, I don't sleep
good,
well. I apologize. But, hey, Josh,
hey,
you were great.
I
appreciate that
hard.
Very much.
Hey, fucking, I fucking love Josh. I clearly couldn't do the show without him. You know, he's a cornerstone.
Yeah, well, you know, hey, let me tell you something. That Josh guy is a great co-host. You need to keep that son of a bitch, okay?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Leave it to me. Hey, leave it to Patrick X. Sorry, buddy. I'm so sorry. There's so many goddamn things going on in my head right now.
It's no
That's
problem, kind of
funny,
bro.
Though. I wish somebody would do that to me on my show.
Yeah, it's pretty funny. Yeah. I'm going to change my name to Josh.
No, I... Everybody tune in and listen to Josh. Oh, I'm going to get it. Celeste is going to burn up my message now. I'm turning off my phone.
All right, buddy. You guys have a great night. We're going to meet. We'll see you in 2 weeks. Have a good one. Take
All
care.
Right, Ryan. Thanks for having
Bye.
Me on. I appreciate it. Thank you, Celeste.
All right. No problem.
Bye.
All right. Bye.
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 We'll be back in 2 weeks. Don't forget to listen to, back in 2 weeks with Supernatural News. Celeste, have a good night.
Yeah.
Love you. And we'll see you soon. Bye.
Bye.